This week's episode of the Firmware Update is brought to you by Audible. By going to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate, our listeners can get both a free audiobook and a 30-day trial. There are over 180,000 books available to choose from, such as Console Wars by Blake Harris, which is a fascinating chronicle of the 16-bit console war between Sega and Nintendo, or, if you're more of a Nintendo buff in general, Super Mario by Jeff Ryan. If neither of those tickles your fancy, like I said, 180,000 books to choose from, and they're all available to listen to on your iOS, Android, or Kindle device. Once again, to start your 30-day free trial and to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. That's audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate, and get your free audiobook on us.
We're back with, quite frankly, will be one of the quickest reviews we do, probably the quickest conference review out of the six. And you know what? I thought they did it. They were better for it. This is easily in my top three as far as conferences this year go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I thought it was quick. I thought it was precise. It was very much, this is what we got. Boom, 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 boom. They gave release dates. Like, I actually enjoyed the theme that they went with, which we'll talk about in a second. So this is something I wouldn't mind the other companies. And when I say other companies, I mean EA and Ubisoft. I hope they decide to follow. Like, at the very least, out of the non-big three, this was my favorite.
Okay.
Really? I'm very curious to see. Well, I know which one you're talking about. So we'll talk about that one later. But anyway. So the theme this year, they decided to go with presenting Bethesda, which is the conference we're talking about, was to present it as an amusement park, mm-hmm. which is a good way of putting games from a company, at least like in a good company where you get like something different with every game, so to speak. This whole thing was like less than 40 minutes, easily the quickest. Or one of the quickest conferences we had this year.
Yeah, the second quickest.
So we go right into it. As surprisingly, the discussion is VR. So right off the bat, no Doom 2. But we got Doom. Well, I guess it depends on what the story of this is. But Doom VFR is announced. I'll let you use your imagination for what the F stands for. As you know, it's a virtual reality Doom. I mean, you move around by like basically with a pointer, and you just like click and you move over to that spot and you shoot with the other gun. And it's Doom first person. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I mean, Doom is always in first person, sir.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, I don't know. For a game like Doom, I don't know if VR is necessarily the way to play that, because I feel like you can do a lot less strafing in VR than you would in a regular Doom game, and that's a big part of playing of Doom, is being able to move as quickly and freely as you can while you fucking blast everything to smithereens. So while it's a novel idea, I'm not sure it's the optimal way to play Doom.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. Like, obviously they can't go full tilt like they were doing with the Doom they just released. They may have to like dumb it down just a little bit, which, you know, this is the beginning stages of VR, folks. We're essentially in the NES stage of VR right now. So, like, right now, we're learning how things work. But I think, like, in a few years, like, it's going to be night and day.
It'll be interesting when we get to the Virtual Boy phase of VR.
It'll be rough playing virtual reality in the car when we get to the Game Boy stage, especially at night.
Oh, no.
Then we realize how deep Bethesda is going with virtual reality as we go from Doom to Fallout VR, where they promise a whole open world to explore. And they show off a quick little trailer, and it sure is Fallout VR.
Yeah, I mean, unlike Doom, which is a weird little offshoot, this is, you know, full Fallout 4 game in VR. And that'll be coming in October, I believe. So pretty soon.
I mean, and it's got like all aspects of it, like from you designing your room to you taking on a 3-story robot in a fight. So it looks interesting. Like these could be like sleeper hits depending on how well they do.
Yeah. And, I don't know if they said later, but these are coming to PlayStation VR as well, right? Both of them?
I imagine so. Like, they showed off...
I know Doom is, I think, but I'm wondering if Fallout also is.
Yeah, like, I know they showed off the Vive, the HTC Vive, just before they showed it off, but I can't imagine these not coming to PlayStation. Especially since one... You know, if, like... we'll talk about it later when one of the other big IPs they have is coming to PlayStation, it would be silly not to include them too. But we'll see. There's no official word, I guess.
Right.
They then talk about the Creation Club, where essentially players can make content, mods, mechanics for other Bethesda game. You can download it there and then use it in the normal game.
Not great.
Really?
Because, I mean, yeah, this is something you have to pay for to even get into.
Okay.
And, you know, yeah, the nature of mods on PC for a very long time is, you know, people go out of the way to make, you know, content for these games, and share them publicly and freely. But here to put a paywall behind it and who knows if, you know, people making stuff will get paid for the stuff that they make. It seems messy. Paid mods for this is even the first time that they've kind of done a paid mods type thing. And that didn't work very well. Yeah, with Skyrim, they had a system where they're like, yeah, paid mods, and then they shut that whole thing down. It's like, well, what about the mods I paid for? It's like, well, those are gone too. Why? So, this only serves, for now, it only serves to kind of bring up bad memories for people.
All right. Well, we go on. I liked it just for the simple fact that it was like a community thing, but I did not know about the paywall there. So.
Yeah, it's not a great announcement to say the least.
All right, from there we talk about Elder Scrolls Legends, a card game, which is
finally a free to play card game from your favorite fantasy franchise,
which we find out is coming to iPhone and Android next month. So there you go.
It seems that every block AAA fantasy game has a free to play card game now. Obviously Hearthstone is a big one, but then Witcher has Gwent coming out soon. Now you've got this Fable on the Xbox side has Fable. I forget what it's called. That's gonna be a free to play card game. Some people get tired of these games eventually, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. Then we talk about Skyrim for Switch. Where we find out that amiibo support is confirmed, as Zelda amiibos, which are like the amiibo to get, apparently, you can get, you can dress up as Link, you can get the Master Sword, you can even get Epona,
yeah,
or whatever. Also, they want you to use motion controls, which, F that.
Yeah, it seems like it would be very tiring. Yeah, and, Skyrim was a great game. 6 years old now, but so I don't know how many times you can sell Skyrim to people at this point. But there are more Skyrim announcements throughout E3 at different conferences. So, Skyrim, that's more of that.
So then we got what was a surprise for me, but a new Dishonored game. As I write down, I wish Tyler was here because neither me nor Joe are huge into Dishonored.
No, we're not.
But they announced, it feels like a new game, Death of the Outsider.
It is a $30 kind of like standalone expansion. You can play it separately without having to have Dishonored 2. But it is an offshoot of Dishonored 2, though, I believe. So, but for $30, it's like, yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah, why not?
You can buy it at retail and everything.
From there, we talk a bit about Quake Esports as a... There's a chance they may get that Joe vote as they announce BJ Blazkowicz is now playable in Quake.
I'm not good at Quake at all.
No, not either. No.
those arena shooters from back in the day, I just get my ass totally kicked. Like I had some fun with Unreal Tournament back in the day, but got my ass handed to me whenever I tried to play, actual people.
So then from there we go to They thank us for coming to Bethesda Land, and then they say, hey, you may have noticed that there are two areas that are closed off. Well, why don't we give you a sneak peek of what rides are coming? So we start off with me getting the one and only point I'm going to get from this conference as they announce Evil Within 2. And this time with a budget, I write down, because they have like the most Hideo Kojima trailer I've ever seen in my life. But it was really good and really made it interesting. It sounds like you're playing the same character. However, it turns out your daughter that you thought died is actually alive.
And whoa.
And you head into that dream world to try to rescue her. It's now, Evil Within, the first one, was actually a surprisingly good game. Like, it just felt like another game, but people played it like, oh, this is actually a really good horror game right here. And it has probably the most envied horror game release date in the history of ever. October, Friday the 13th, 2017. So
Pretty good.
If you're into horror, that's your jam this October, which once again, October is turning into a really full month, more in just literally a minute. But, you know, Joe, I'm a little saddened. I was really thinking I'd be able to get NBA 2K this year, but I guess not. Freaking A. Now, folks, if you want to hear what Joe sounds like when he's happy, that'll bring us to the next and final game that they talk about. As, you know, I won't beat around the bush. Let's get right to it. We knew it was coming, but Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus.
Coming, oh, baby.
Coming October 27th.
God damn it.
2017. Don't worry, folks. And not only does it have all the awesome action of the first game, but it also looks pretty fucking hysterical. Like, man. I don't know if this humor was in that first game, or that last game, I should say. But the ending of a pregnant woman stabbing a Nazi while a guy who was high on acid grabbed a gecko.
A cartoon lizard.
Oh, that's going to stay with me for a while.
Man, this game looks fucking incredible. I am such a stan for the first one, you know, it's weird. They call this Wolfenstein 2, right? Officially, the title is Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus. Even though it's the fourth game, you know, even the games that came immediately before The New Order, those are still part of this game's continuity. Like Wolfenstein, like the games that came out from Activision, that Activision published from, like, Raven Software, like, those games count. So it's weird to call this game Wolfenstein 2 when these characters appeared in those games as well. So just a little nitpick there. But either way, what actually matters is that this game looks fucking great. Visually incredible. The action looks is just fucking balls to the wall nonstop as the original, or as the past one. God damn it. And, you know, the characters and the story, all of it, it all seems this seems great. Like, I'm super jazzed for this game.
This looked like it could be a real potential sleeper hit here. And like I said, in case you were wondering if this was the end to the really high, awesome games that could potentially be Game of the Year, I feel like this was an emphatic nope, there's going to be some more games coming. So, yeah, the game looks amazingly hysterical. I'm very interested in playing it. I'm also very interested to try out Evil Within 2, which I feel like now that Bethesda realized, okay, this is a good franchise, let's give it a push, could also be a potential sleeper hit too. So Bethesda, I thought, overall did a fantastic job. And the fact that they have two really, really awesome games, like, the only thing I could really fault them is it really wise to have both these games come out the same month.
Yeah, that's really weird too, because I mean to come with two games within 2 weeks of each other, not just in the same month, but just 2 weeks apart, kind of feels like, you know, EA releasing fucking Titanfall and Battlefield at the same time basically last year. But yeah, hopefully both these games are able to find their audience. respectively. But yeah, Wolfenstein specifically, that game is like, aside from some other mammoth games that we saw at these shows, that is definitely one of the games I'm definitely most looking forward to this year.
I would, if I was planning it, just because it's Halloween and Friday the 13th is a great, it's freaking incredible that they got that date, but October 13th, keep that for Evil Within, and I would dare even say Wolfenstein, maybe even release it January 1st or something like that and start 2018 with a bang.
Oh! No damn it.
But yeah, you have it the same month as you're going to get another title that we'll talk about later.
Oh, but man, yeah, Wolfenstein, man, that game was just so good. I know you have the original one, Malcolm. You have to just go back in there and play that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of downloading it and getting that done. So
get that and get Life is Strange. Those are two games that I feel you should finish before the next ones come.
Now, Joe, I like this conference, but it sounds like you weren't too high on it.
No, not. I mean, obviously, Wolfenstein and The Evil Within 2 both are the high points, I think. But without something as like, I was really hoping that they would just go ahead and reveal a new Elder Scrolls already, like a new proper Elder Scrolls, you know, 6. Because as good as Skyrim is, I mean, we're looking at like 100 different versions of that game. They at a different conference, they're going to reveal a different version of that on top of, you know, the Switch version. And then they just released a special edition on PS4 and PS and Xbox One. And then there's the original version of that game. It's like, man, how many times can they sell this fucking game to people? And then on top of that, you know, the paid mods just is not I just don't think that's a good move at all. I don't know. I was hoping I got what I wanted with, you know, the Wolfenstein, but ultimately I felt a little flat otherwise for me.
Yeah, I guess we'll just agree to disagree. But at the same time, you know, like up until this point with like E3, like that was like this was the best I felt leaving a conference. Keep in mind, up until this point, all we've had is EA. And that Microsoft conference. Yeah. So this was like the believe it or not, Bethesda had the best conference, at least for a little while.
It's a low bar. I did get 2 points out of this, though, predicting both Evil Within and Wolfenstein.
You picked it. Okay, what did I pick, then? Goddamn. Because I had Evil Within as well. You must have took that one. Then I guess you, because I can't remember what my other one was. So I guess I didn't get anything this time around. So that leaves me at 7. What are you at now?
Well, I don't know how you want to count the points for Microsoft, because it felt kind of scattershot there in terms of what I got right and wrong.
Let's see. I believe we were going with all or nothing for these predictions. I think that was like your words, actually, when we were doing the predictions.
All right. Well, then I'll give myself a point for Xbox One S bundles being reduced, even if it's just temporary.
Fair enough. Okay.
So 3 points. 3 points for me so far.
We'll see, because I can tell you right now, I was lucky to get any on some of these. All right. Folks, that does it for this episode of the Firmware Update as we looked at E3. We thank you so much for joining us. If you liked what you heard, you can find us on all your favorite apps. Apps for podcasts, for instance, on your Apple device, just go to the podcast app, and there we are. Hit the subscribe button, and we come at you every time we have a new episode. And on top of that, if you give us a 5-star review with a written piece of business, we appreciate it. If you're on an Android device, don't worry. We're on such apps as Stitcher Radio and Pocket Cast, and we'll be coming out on more stuff in the future. If you'd rather just download us straight up, head to our website, thefirmup.com, where you not only get articles written by Joe, but you also get every episode as they come out with a direct-to-download link. On top of that, you can follow us on Twitter at PSMount for me, at Wants23 for Joe. And if you follow the show at thefirmup, you can find every single episode as they come, as well as all the latest news and whatnot from various sources, so we always keep you up to date on what's going on in the industry. And if you want to write into the show about anything, including a chance to be on our mailbag episodes, just mail to mailbag@thefirmup.com. That's mailbag@thefirmup.com. And if you want to take advantage about with that Audible deal we're offering, just go to audibletrial.com/firmwareupdate. Joe, is there anything else I'm forgetting?
No, sir.
Alrighty, folks, thank you for sticking with us. We will see you next time.
Adios.